Geek Tank is supported by listeners like you.
Get your Uru hammers and your nailer guns, a sonic screwdriver or a sword plus one. Use Valerian steel if it'll get you to come to the Geek Tank, to the Geek Tank, to the Geek Tank. The Rocky Mountain Geek Tank.
Hi, I'm Guy.
Hi, I'm Troy.
Hi, I'm Chelsea.
And this is Geek Tank Live,
your frat boy sized podcast.
Now with more beer pong.
Tonight we're live at First and Wadsworth. And our favorite Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And our question is...
should we continue to play games that violate our personal beliefs?
So we've got an interesting podcast for you tonight. We're discussing...
you're not talking about... not talking about like board games, like throw the baby off the cliff board game. Violating my personal beliefs.
Definitely not, no. We are chatting about the recent allegations with League of Legends... and Riot's bro culture.
Yeah, we've got a lot of this brotastic culture going on that we kind of have to worry about.
And I always try to see both sides of things, and to do that, I watched a video earlier today.
That you shouldn't have.
It made me so mad.
I think you picked the wrong one to watch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
You keep picking these videos and then throwing them at Troy and I, and all we do is just go, see, now we're just mad. And I'm like, why didn't you do this to us?
You have to hear the other side, though. You really have to sit and listen to both sides.
I don't know if you're finding the other side so
even
much
if
as
the
this
other
just
side
is make you mad.
Toxic masculinity and blatant denial. You know what I mean? In this case, there is a lawsuit involved. There are a bunch of former and current Riot employees suing Riot Games for the bro culture. Essentially, there's a lot of chatter when initially Kotaku put out an article. They had one person come forward anonymously, and they used an anonymous name for her, and she talked about the culture. Essentially, that she was pretty much harassed through the employment process during her interview, asking like...
Oh, we should probably drop a warning that we're going to talk about things that might upset people a little.
Yeah, for sure.
Because some of the stuff that's mentioned is disturbing and
it's
upsetting.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I would definitely not last a week there. I can tell you that, hands down. But in the interview process, she's talking about how she was repeatedly questioned if she was a hardcore gamer. Does she play, like, real games like Call of Duty? She contemplated opening World of Warcraft to show her interviewer, who was a guy, that she does play and look at all these hours. And he was like, well, what was the most valuable piece of loot from a raid drop? Like, and named a random raid. You know, this is Gamergate all over again for me. You can really hear the Gamergate undertones.
My question is, if these are across-the-board questions, do they ask guys these questions?
They don't.
Yeah, that's what was my suspicion.
According to the people that they've corroborated, they don't ask guys these questions. They're not as hardcore. Biggest thing is it's 80% to 20%. That's 80% male to 20% female. On their big higher-ups, there are 23 people. 21 of those are men, 2 of those are women in the higher up system, and the 2 CEOs and CEO and COO, they're both men, and they both have problems.
Do you remember that time that we were at a convention and that guy came up and he was like, it was the 3 of us, and he said something about games, and I deferred him to you because you're our expert. And he immediately like, oh yeah, well then what about this? And what about this? And I turned to him and I said, did you just Gamergate our game nerd? And I mean, like, he totally Gamergated you right there. And he just walked off.
Yeah.
But
well,
I mean,
the same thing happened like, in an interview with a
it
guest.
It happened to
you know?
Us. Mm-hmm. Like,
I don't remember that one, but I remember it was at a Starfest. We had one of our cosplay people with us dressed as Cersei, and a couple of other guys who were clearly Game of Thrones fans came up and started quizzing her on it. And it wasn't in a friendly, flirty way or geeky way.
It
was a, are you really a fan? Are you qualified to dress as Cersei? And it was one of those things where I was like, what's going on? Is this real life? Is what's happening? This doesn't make sense.
Is this real
life? Are we in an after school special? Because that's what it feels like.
This happens all the time. And I can tell you from personal experience, it is absolutely debilitating and exhausting to deal with.
It's one of those things.
I'm sorry, that same convention, there was a huge guy dressed as Droko, who's like built. Like, he deserved to dress as this guy if anybody. And everybody should cosplay as what they want, but this guy fit the bill. Right. He could probably even take out Droko.
Right.
I bet nobody questioned him about his fandom because he could smite them.
but this is the thing. Like, there are a lot of problems in our culture that I haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
As if, for example, one of my close and dear friends is homosexual.
You told me you weren't going to tell anybody that, guy.
Sorry. I haven't seen the problems that he talks about in the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to take a lot of the stuff that he talks about at his word because I don't see it.
Yeah, you're not a target.
I'm not a target. My God, I have stood 4 feet from you and had somebody Gamergate you right in front of my eyes.
Yeah.
And I literally had to confront him and say, did you just Gamergate our game nerd? And he walked off. He didn't like being confronted, but it was still... I saw it happen.
They don't like being challenged back either.
No, of course not.
And it happens in small things at work too, where we'll get in spats with upper management. Some of the gals and I will get in spats about visa requirements or you know, just processing times or things that are needed. And we'll get in spats about it. And the guys will be like, well, I've been here for 3 years. And I was like, I've been here for 3 years. And my specialty is every freaking visa on our website. So I just processed one a month ago, and this is what was required. And it becomes this weird fight for no reason.
Right. It's like they have to be in this.
They have to be right. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but you are wrong. Like, I'm that person who's going to tell you, you are wrong. You are wrong. You are wrong. You are wrong. And here is why.
Right.
And there's always here is why. It's not you are just wrong. It is here is why.
Right.
Because I have to follow that up. I have to give you proof. I have to give you evidence. Otherwise, it becomes more of a fight. And then it's I'm really sorry. That was wrong.
Or they start questioning your proof as to is it really. I know someone.
That's exhausting.
In order to avoid like any people getting in trouble, I know another female who at her job, she's questioned on stuff that she provides, and she is overqualified for her job, being questioned on things that these people have no experience in, and it's guys questioning her because she's a female.
It's just bizarre.
It's
like someone has multiple master's degrees. Maybe you should take their word for it on the topic.
Oh yeah. Speaking of multiple master's degrees,
yes,
there was the. Somebody had posted something about climate change, which is that's a politically charged topic, and I understand that. But this lady had come in and said something about an astrophysics angle on it, and the guy said, well, maybe you should go learn something about astrophysics. And she's like, I was on 3 shuttle flights. I'm an astronaut.
How many shuttle flights have you been on, sir?
Yeah. And she's like, my PhD is in astrophysics. And I was like, that's pretty much a slam right there.
You guys like, well, I've been on the shuttle from the airport. Yeah, I'm just making that up.
It's like,
there was a gal.
She of course, in her initial statement, I don't mean to shut you down.
No, you're good.
In her initial statement, it was scientific data she was putting out. She's a scientist. It's clearly scientific data. She's a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
She's putting out a doctoral thesis level data on this line, on this thread. I could read it. I could register that. There was no doubt in my mind that this was a...
You can't trust those scientists.
Well, I know. All those scientists are creepy.
I think that gal...
Sorry, Dr. McDonald.
We love you, Dr. McDonald.
I think that was the gal who went to like a seminar on her own book and a guy mansplained it to her. And when she finally got a word in, she said, it's my book, and then left.
Nice.
It was so ridiculous because it was a physics person, so I think it was probably the same woman. But like, this stuff happens all the time.
Well, and like I said, it'd be one thing. I don't see problems necessarily with like black culture. I don't have a lot of friends who are black. I don't see that kind of. Mm-hmm. I have to take them at word. Again, same thing.
We're not, yeah, we're not targets.
We're not targets. So we're not in that. But again, I have seen it happen to you.
I've also seen
right
it like
here
as a point
like,
of.
Oh my God!
I've seen it as a point of nervousness before, in conversation where men will explain things to me that they don't need to explain. Because they're nervous and they don't know what to talk about, so they feel the need to explain things to me.
Well, let me tell you what that's about.
Guy will explain it.
I will explain it to you.
Guy-splaining.
Guy-splaining.
Guy-splaining has to always do with explaining the plot to a Star Trek episode, though.
Yes.
Or something
going
about
on
NASA.
Way too long.
Yes.
It has to go on for like
so
2 hours.
We've totally derailed
this. But this is a big thing. This is a thing that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. I've had this happen to me at work. I've had this happen to me after, like, the podcast. I've had this happen just on the street or, like, Twitch streaming. I've had some friends get death threats or, jeez, like, be called out or, like, harassed, like, ridiculously. Like, I hope someone rapes you. Like, things like that.
Yeah, this is way over the top.
Ow.
But this is happening at Riot. To women.
We will take the stance of saying women are coming forward and saying we are encountering this. And
yeah.
So now, and you said there are lawsuits that are being
put into place. There is a lawsuit that
which
is pending.
Great, because that means an investigation will go into place.
Well, an investigation has already happened at Riot. They fired a lot of people.
If they've been fired, that means more than likely they've
down.
Found enough evidence to justify that. Because we got to come at it from the same angle of the allegations and... what would be the word? Accused. We can't say they're guilty until they're proven guilty, but we also don't want to say the other side of it, too. We got to take a straight middle of the road. Let's listen to everybody's side of it first. Let's do an investigation.
Yeah. So I do want to say to start, besides the interview process, men and women from Riot, past and current employees, have come forward and said that they have received unsolicited dick pics. Mm. On both sides, and they have witnessed an email chain going around about women that the upper management would like to penetrate. There was a Riot's hottest female employee poll.
But probably not a hottest male poll.
No.
That's the guy that you set fire to.
The fire pole.
That's the one you go down whenever you're going to the fire trucks.
That's kind of been witnessed everywhere. Also in meetings, which takes up about half their day where they're throwing out ideas, where they're working on things. Women are talked over repeatedly. This has been witnessed by both men and women, where men will just talk loudly over them and they'll start to talk louder because they want to be seen as go-getters, as fighting for their ideas. Women are punished in that capacity. Men, not so much.
That's true. I've seen that
a lot. This is a huge problem.
Like when Guy talks over you.
Yep. I talk over everybody.
It happens.
But,
it does.
But no, I mean, when women talk loudly, they are considered bitches or shrill or...
as not the same way that men are taken, the same behavior is considered authoritative and alpha, and which is so...
ridiculous.
Hypocritical.
Yeah. It is. I don't know. So it's a weird paradigm, because I actually kind of like it when women are authoritative. Personally, I find that to be like, oh, good. I can actually trust this person. You know, this individual is like somebody who's... I don't like it when people are pushovers. Mm-hmm. It makes me worried about them.
Well, like you said, you're glad that you have a female version of Bones for your doctor.
Yep. Yep.
She's going to tell you, stop being an idiot and dying.
Yeah,
stop dying and get healthy.
Stop dying.
Now, we have another side to this as well. We have some male employees that have experienced a lot of fraternity culture that is very unwanted. Mm. So, allegedly, COO Scott Gleb, who three sources have witnessed, he likes to ball tap people, allegedly. He likes to fart, supposedly, on people's faces. That's super not okay. And also just randomly humping colleagues in the office, making dirty jokes to staffers, to which people said that this just became a normal thing, an everyday thing.
It's like the Michael Scott from The Office.
Yeah. But like worse.
But and for reals instead of a fictional show.
Exactly.
Wow.
And that's awful on the other side as well. because there should be no fraternity culture. You need to go into a professional environment. No matter how casual an environment is, there needs to be a baseline.
Right.
And that baseline is called common decency and respect for everyone in that office.
Right. And not being PC. Mm-hmm. I've heard of people say, well, that's just being PC. That's not being PC. That's
basic human decency. Yeah, no.
That's common decency.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, well, that's unpleasant.
We don't allow genitalia smacking without permission.
Yeah.
That's just inappropriate.
HR.
I wonder if they should have video cameras in everywhere in the world, all over the place.
So...
That is messed up. And this is Riot? You said Riot Games?
This is Riot Games. So they make League of Legends, which is a MOBA game.
So this brings us to...
the question.
Brings us to a couple of questions, because we've got a number of them. Do you have any more? Because you put up a finger. wait, there's
Scott
more.
Gelb actually has been suspended without pay currently. As of... That's the
party
COO,
okay.
The party dude, as of December 14th. People want him gone, but they're saying that it really just, they need to let the process happen.
Right.
A lot of people were upset that initially people weren't suspended with the investigations from the start, but the people doing the investigation, there's a big law firm that's very famous for doing class action lawsuits, is investigating, and they are saying, you need to let us have due process. We will then suspend people if we deem it necessary, and then we will go from there.
Okay.
So,
jeez, the lawsuit also alleges that Mel Wright employees used the word dick 500 times in the workplace over a month.
Yep.
I don't think urologists use the word 500 times a month in an office space.
I'm not even sure that the news people use that much when we were in the middle of Watergate scandals.
Right.
So, and there's also reports of some women having their careers assassinated, that they were terminated if they were going to make any kind of advancement. There was one woman who was essentially not, she was made a manager, but she wasn't given the pay of a manager, and saying they were just waiting to finalize paperwork so that they could fulfill her and in that role. And then they brought in a male counterpart to take it over. So...
I've seen that.
It's a lot of allegations. The investigations are still pending. We do have to remember that these are still private investigations, but on the outside, like from an outside perspective looking in, you do see that Riot is apologizing to the community. They're working on making it better. They're making announcements. I've been following Riot because I love League of Legends, but I actually did stop playing while all this was happening. So from about mid-November until... earlier this year, like January or February, is when I kind of was like, okay, this is changing. There is an investigation ongoing. I'm not going to spend any money, but I will play the game because I do enjoy it.
It does sort of make you... So it kind of brings you back to a lot of the thought processes. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a little different than when we were talking about, like, other artists. You know, when we're talking about Bill Cosby or something like that, that whole situation has gone down. Can you enjoy the Cosby show? Now, it doesn't really matter.
I have a personal connection with that, so...
Well, I know, but I mean...
Separating the art from the artist.
Art from the artist is a different thing. This is a different situation than art from the artist, isn't it? Because now we're talking about, you don't want to support the company... because the company's environment is bad.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I'm willing to play X game, Y game, Z game in 10 years, once the company has died and gone under.
It's like
then I'm more than happy to play your little game.
I'm still happy to watch Ouran High School Host Club in the Japanese version, because Vic Minoga Mignogna isn't in it. I know that he's associated with because he did the dubbed version, but I'll watch the subbed version instead because I love the show.
Yeah, I was about to say, this whole the Vic controversy affects me not at all because I am a snob.
Yeah, but that's only because you don't know about the Japanese voice actors who have done the same thing.
Yeah, well, Japan...
You have to deal with that.
Yeah, Japan... Happens. Well, Japan is so far behind us on all of this... that right now they're just abusing their female voice actors and nobody knows about it. And so the only difference we've got here is that I have no clue what's going on over there. And probably we'll find out 5 years after I have died, when Japan finally cracks open all of this stuff
and it
all
comes
out like a green, horrible ooze.
Yeah.
Because it's going on there. I saw it when I was there in my school. I mean, it wasn't like it was, I mean, but it was open. It was an open thing. Women were just second-class citizens.
Yeah.
And that's just accepted. And it was like, whoa, there was a reason we had to leave. And that's the whole culture is that way. Now, I have to say that Japan is ahead of China. I mean, you know, that's at least a plus.
I have a friend.
But it's behind Korea.
Who's an anthropologist in Japan who actually witnessed the government rewriting female archaeologists' findings because they wanted it to be a more male-dominated culture in history. Yep. And so there are things way worse out there. There are things that are way worse. And we're making progress.
That wasn't really where I was going with that one.
This is a problem.
It is. I didn't really want to say that, you know, hey, at least we're better than Japan. That really wasn't what I was headed with.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to go there. Because that did sort of end up being a little bit more like...
We're a little bit better, though.
We're actually a whole lot better. Having been to Japan and then come back here, we're a whole lot better. Wasn't really where I was going with that. I just simply, he had said, you know, until you find out.
So
I'm pretty sure it happened.
So here's the thing with where we're getting to with their question, which is, was the question, what do you do? I'm trying to remember how we worded it. It's about boycotting, because you're essentially boycotting Riot Games until they straighten up or dissolve.
I started playing again. I did not play when the allegations first came out. I was very upset. I didn't want to touch the game, to be honest. It felt really scummy to me. And since they're doing internal investigations, since they're making things better, they are making an effort, I'm playing again. But I refuse to spend any money on the game. I'm not advertising that I'm playing. I play with friends every once in a while, but I'm not like streaming. I won't stream it on Twitch because I don't want to give them any media. But I am playing now and then because it is a stress reliever and I do enjoy the game. And if I find out that things are still going bad, then maybe it's time to delete it and be done and be upset.
So I've got a whole big bucket of stuff to dive into off of this, but I don't want to start it if we're going to be hitting break soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. We should figure out how to do the break.
Take a station identification.
We should do a station identification thingy.
I wasn't going to say the other word that rhymed with that I was going to say.
Station stupid.
Hi, I'm
stupid
Amy
station.
Reader.
Procrastination.
Station procrastination.
You can find me at
thing.
Amy
I don't know.
Twitter.
You go blind if you procrastinate.
You're listening to Geek Tank.
Procrastination makes
Geek
you go blind.
Sponsored in part
I think you're thinking of something else.
Home. Oh, am I? Oh.
I have no idea.
I'll do that later. I'll put it off till later.
Don't be so tight-fisted.
Okay.
This guy tries to figure out how to make the audio not die.
I think I made the audio die.
Did you?
I actually think I screwed up the audio pretty badly on that one. That's
okay.
Hey, wait.
Are we about?
I'm going to do that again.
Okay.
So, here we go one more time, this time with feeling. I'm going to turn off.
We're literally just talking over the break.
Yeah, I know. Well, I thought this was the other break, which had the long lead. So, for those of you who are...
You're going to cut this out, right?
No.
We can't.
You just have to suffer. Like all good Geek Tank episodes, you guys all get to suffer with us. Anyway, we'll just continue on. That was our break. And... we'll just say our show is sponsored by Geekway Homes. If you are a geek and you need a home and...
or looking to sell your home.
Or you're looking to sell your home, contact Geekway Homes. It's Geekway Homes. And stuff.
www.geekwayhomes.
Geekwayhomes.com.
I can't even.
Poor Chelsea. So I... Speaking of separating artists and stuff and everything, yes. Man, will that ever happen? That's a whole other thing. There's locally an issue, and I'm not going to name names because it's all still, the jury's still out, I think.
Okay.
Of a question of unwelcome sexual advances, and that by a fairly well-known person. No, a fellow well-known person. Oh, you're not okay. Fairly well-known. Gotcha. And I'm on the peripheral of it, so I know one person involved, but I don't know the other people involved, and I kind of don't want to know. But I also, being a reporter, kind of want to know the truth. But then how do I determine who's telling the truth and what? Mm-hmm. And it brings into the question of supporting your local people and then also making sure you're not supporting the wrong person. And then I also question how powerful and what is the point of a boycott other than being true to yourself? Because I have a lot of friends who are in the LGBT community, or as I have now become to really like to think of it as the BLT community because of a meme I saw, because BLT just sounds so much more appealing. But I also support my local Chick-fil-A that's in my city.
Okay.
And a big part of it is a lot of the stuff I get from there is free. So my support is giving them back their little tickets that they gave me for free stuff. But I also like to help support the taxes of my city and the people who work at the establishments of my city. On the higher up of the chain, though, as a lot of people who are in the LGBT community know, Chick-fil-A is an evil demon. Mm-hmm. And their previous evil demon master has died, but there's still that taint that's there. But you can't taste in the chicken, though. Or maybe that is what I can taste, and it makes it so delicious.
Maybe you like it. It's demon
one
chicken.
One of my friends said it tastes so good because it's cooked in the tears of all of the oppressed people that have been...
Wow!
And I'm like, well...
The oppressed Christian masses. Like,
man, it's tasty tears, then. But it's...
Wow.
It's pretty brutal.
It's kind of like, I would love for the evilness of the company to go away, but I don't want to hurt the good people at the ground level that are working there. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like with the Riot company. You want to see change, but it would be a shame to hurt the female workers, and the male workers that are guilt-free of the proud things get hurt as well. So how do you strategically and surgically boycott something that you get out of it what you want without destroying the company? And big companies like this, it's not going to matter. But like a small thing, like a local game shop, someplace that's struggling month to month to make sure they meet their mark, otherwise they go under, if you boycott one of them, that will have an impact and could take them out of business.
Well, we've got that problem with our... I mean, that's part of our problem with large-scale capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
As a function, that's a big problem. I mean, once you get to a certain size, let's be realistic. Coca-Cola right now could murder kittens on TV and still manage to be just fine. It can probably murder children on TV and still be fine. Because at this point in time, it's... Nothing just such a monster, such a juggernaut. Well, there is no voting with a dollar.
Well, you get these reverse sides, too, because this happened with Chick-fil-A specifically, where people came out to boycott it. But then you have the extreme other side of those people who are like, well, fine, I'm going to go buy more sandwiches because I support the evil stuff they're doing.
Support them.
And so it's...
Well, and it becomes politicalized.
Yes.
And, the left doesn't like Chick-fil-A, therefore I have to support it because I'm on the right.
It becomes a group thing, though. You know what I mean? I have a lot of friends, and I am trying to get into it too, of buying products that are more sustainable. Yes, it is a little more expensive, and you need to really only buy what you need, but that is voting and working with your dollar that really counts. It's the entire thing politically too with like the Bernie Sanders campaign. He raised all private donations from individuals rather than taking super PAC money, and he made a huge dent because people were essentially voting with their dollar in order to support him and bring his campaign to the forefront. So there are things that when massive groups come together, you really do make change. And
right.
I think it's a personal thing where if you are willing to take this fight and take this battle of like, I'm not gonna eat Chick-fil-A, and if anybody's going, I'm not gonna go with you. You can mention it, I'm gonna tell you again, I'm not going. But like, if you have groups of friends who are saying, hey, we're all part of the LGBTQ community, and you know, this company is really awful, so we are going to not go there anymore, we're not gonna do it. My mom
your mom
firmly believes in voting with her dollar. She will not go to Walmart because one of her best friends was a worker there and she's known many other people and they were treated horrendously. So she votes with her dollar. She does not shop there at all. And she yells at me for shopping there because it's against
her. To be fair, Walmart is the fifth largest employer in the world after China's military.
Oh my God.
I mean, think about that and get back to me.
But my mom is very politically forward, so she's going to talk about it with people, and she's going to explain why, and she's going to give reasons. And I think that does change minds to a point. You know, even in small groups and small doses, it makes a change that sends those tiny little ripples out in the pond. And you never know when those tiny little ripples will hit. Maybe it will do some damage, but at least her core values are there, and she sticks up for them, and it makes her feel founded. You know,
I think that's the winning part of a boycott is to fulfill self-obligation. It's right. Not about bringing down a company because that's unrealistic,
no.
But it's about feeling okay with yourself.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things, too, that I started analyzing the deeper level, and this came about when somebody had told me they weren't going to see the second movie. It might have been you, actually, Chelsea. You weren't there, or somebody had said they weren't going to see Fantastic Beasts Part 2 because Johnny Depp was in it. And all of the bad stuff that was coming up by Johnny Depp.
I was really concerned about seeing it because Johnny Depp was in it because of the
abusive allegations.
I mean, like I don't support Chris Brown because he beat Rihanna and he's been convicted of it. Mm-hmm. I don't support him in any way. I never did, but now I don't explicitly, and I'm very outspoken about it. With Johnny Depp, is very difficult. And...
Well, the reason this thought came about is there's so many people involved in a movie. Mm-hmm. I started wondering, can I sink a whole ship to get the captain? Do I need to worry about the rest of the crew?
I think it biased me towards the film because I ended up not liking the film very much.
Hmm.
Because I was upset about the Johnny Depp situation, but I really wanted to see it because I adore News Commander and the characters that they created.
Mm-hmm.
And that... It biased me towards the film. It soured it for me.
Which I can see, because that's the way, like you mentioned Bill Cosby, I'm kind of soured. I used to watch his stand-up special. I think it was called Himself, Bill Cosby Himself, over and over and over again back in the days of cable TV when there was no DVR and VHS was a new thing.
Yeah.
And so I would just watch it every time it came on because I loved his stand-up. I loved his timing and the comedy.
Yeah.
But if I were to see any of his stuff today, I just can't. Not help, but think about the negative side of it.
Well, and we've got the same problem in our family. We quote him. I mean, like, our family has Cosby quotes that we have said routinely. And it's like, we say them now, and it's almost like, cringeworthy.
Is great. Feed us like, chocolate cake. Right?
This is such a struggle for me because I have a family member who's involved. She's one of the victims. And so our entire family is cut. Everything about Bill Cosby out of our lives in support. It was, she came forward with her story once the allegations were released. She felt comfortable finally talking about it. And it was awful what happened to her. It's heartbreaking. So our entire family, which is quite large, cut, boycott, done. We make our opinions known.
That's really an easier thing too, because it's much more a focused individual and not an empire.
It's interesting because mom was working for JF Images during that time. So I'm, this is one of those, another one of those, I'm so sad that my mom passed away because I would love to know she was working.
The dirt.
She was working with Joe Farrell at the time that all went down. And so I'd be curious to know what she knew.
Well, supposedly, I have a friend who went back and listened to some of Bill Cosby's tapes, and he's like, it's all there. You hear it in his comedy. And I was like, I can't confirm or deny because I won't,
you won't listen to it
in any capacity. And there are some people who have also said that Tim Allen is very sexist.
Yeah. You can,
in a way, too.
You can hear a lot of his stuff, too.
He got kind of dragged into that stuff, but, like, there's no allegations against Tim Allen. No. It's just saying that, like, he probably stayed on the straight and narrow.
And I'm,
well, he did have a drug issue and went to prison for it, right?
Yeah, he had a drug issue and went to prison, and that's totally fine.
Yeah.
But,
well,
I mean,
it's not fine to have a drug issue.
But they're, like...
No, but, he served his time.
He does, yes. Yeah. So.
He served his time, he came out.
And you have, like, other people that are dragged into this whole situation, like... Tim Allen has a drug abuse problem, or had, sorry, a drug abuse problem, but he was dragged in this whole Bill Cosby thing because he's also
connected,
you know, hugely sexist and a comedian. But there's been no allegations. So,
on the
like,
same
that's
token,
where it starts getting a little bit crazy.
Tim Allen has made a career out of making characters that were sexist and wrong for it.
That's true.
I mean, you know, every character that has been, that he has made, he's been a sexist jerk, and every character around him has been like, really, Tim? Really? Mm-hmm. I mean, you watch Home Improvement, and he's like, women should stay in the kitchen. And his wife is like, you're an idiot. I mean...
You're going to starve.
I mean, that's been his character every time.
Yeah.
So to be fair, who knows what his real world is like.
So as always, like, you see the extreme sides where others are pulled into all this because of reasons, and you see all these little connections and all these conspiracy theories happen, but you see the regular side where it's like, I have a friend who has an experience, and so I'm going to, you know... It's always a difficult situation. I consider voting with my dollar a big thing.
Well, I think it's important to stay true to yourself.
Yeah.
So regardless of the outcome, it is important. Like, example, I have determined that the owner of the sandwich shop is... I think it's the same dude that also owns Papa John's, or there's a different...
Oh.
The Papa John's guy is like a total jerk. And
completely racist comments.
And the sandwich dude's a jerk. So I used to get Papa John's all the time, especially during football season, because they would do the, hey, if your football team wins, you get your entire order for half off. Mm-hmm. And when you're feeding a family of five, getting three or four pizzas for $10 to $15 is a really sweet deal.
Right.
Yeah.
But then it became a, it doesn't matter how much money I'm saving, I don't think I can buy it because it leaves a bad taste in my mouth. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not hurting the company by not getting, by being a customer, but I feel better for myself by not doing that.
Yeah.
The sandwich dude, he like hunts animals in a way that
wasn't trophy hunting.
Yeah, not in the same way that your father, did you call him dad? Is he still dad to you, or
father-in-law?
You know,
I'm the girlfriend-in-law. We're not married, but like
right.
We've been together forever.
Might as well
so.
Be. But it's he made sure that everything was used in a good way. It wasn't for the trophy. It was to feed villages.
It was to feed villages and to train them on how to hunt. So it took me a while to get used to. It really did. Mm-hmm. And it still is a little bit weird to me, but I understand the reason behind it and the reason he did it.
That's different to me than like, I'm going to kill this because I want a dead carcass as a trophy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because that's serial killer level of killing.
Yeah.
Sure, it's not a human, but you're still taking life for a trophy type thing. And so that kind of bothered me. And therefore, it's easy for that case because I don't like the sandwiches. They taste like crap. So it's easy to boycott something that you don't
the sandwiches
like.
Sandwiches taste like trophy hunting.
Trophy crap.
I also want to point out, because I was watching a video that really kind of set home like a couple points to me, and I can link it in the description if you guys would like me to. But it was talking about the meat industry in America. And about how much we, like, love meat and how awful it is. Because I forget every once in a while how awful the conditions are that animals are raised in.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people give vegetarians and vegans a lot of crap for their lifestyle and the way they eat. And calling them minis or snowflakes or other horrible names. But they are voting with their dollar. Again, they are making a statement with their dollar because because the meat industry is honestly awful. It really is. Chickens crammed in cages, pigs, you know, stuffed in dark warehouses, things like that. It is an awful industry.
We should come
industry.
Back to that.
I'm writing it down because that's actually be an interesting topic, vegan and vegetarian shaming, because it's so there.
I have an interesting... We have often had this interesting discussion, which was, I've noticed that the people who are so big on capitalism, free market, things like that, are most likely to say it's ridiculous whenever people vote with their dollar because they're vegan or vegetarian.
Vegans from Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, vegans. Vegeta. From Dragon Ball Z.
So, yeah, it's one of those things that...
It's a big statement, I think, and it's become a big industry. Again, in capitalism, it's become a big industry. Organicness has become a big industry.
We've had this discussion before.
I know some vegetarians.
Mariah doesn't go to Hobby Lobby. Because...
Christian.
No.
Oh.
Because they are... They will not allow... they won't allow their medical coverage to cover birth control.
Oh, right. Which?
Oh.
And so
because of Christian reasons.
Well, yes. But,
so they say.
But because of that case, Mariah boycotts Hobby Lobby.
Gotcha.
Well, that's impactful on me.
Because they do a lot of 50% sales.
Well, it's not just that. They're an art store.
When you have on the...
So I have
what I'm saying, they're an art store that does a lot of 50%
recently,
sales.
There wasn't a Michaels close to me. So recently there's been a Michaels that opened up. So there was a Hobby Lobby right there. But there was the closest Michaels was 12 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And so I literally had the choice of not telling her that I was going to the Hobby Lobby that was like 700 feet away or driving 12 miles to the Michaels. And so that was like where I was.
You need to get a
supply
of Michael stickers to replace over the Hobby Lobby.
Is that the Hobby Lobby has now moved like 6 miles away, and the Michaels is now like a half a mile away.
I honestly didn't know that about Hobby Lobby, and I probably will not be supporting them anymore.
What's so funny is one of our aforementioned friends who's very, very much a very straight laced, on the free market, all this stuff. He thinks she's stupid for that. He thinks that's the stupidest thing he's ever heard. And I'm like,
wow.
That's the whole point.
I mean, you have like the other
that's
side of this.
I know who you're talking
about.
Yes,
just,
you do.
It's not just boycotting, it's also supporting too, right? So I have volunteered at Planned Parenthood to be an escort person for people coming into Planned
Parenthood.
Oh my Planned
God, Parenthood. Planned Parenthood has escorts. I'm going there tonight.
It's just
oh, that's
to
not
keep,
the kind of escort she's
no,
talking about, is it?
It's,
damn.
It's to keep them safe.
I think you're on the wrong side. Of
I am.
This. I mean,
it's also to keep protesters out so that if they cross a certain line, then you call the police. But I've done that before to support women and men going into the facilities before. Even the ones that don't do abortions, there are still protesters outside.
Yeah.
I mean, that. Yeah.
Because people don't quite
well, what's frustrating is that Planned Parenthood gets automatically laced as to, oh, they do abortions. It's like, no. That's like. 5-10%.
Yeah, but the other half is the birth control. They say like you're killing babies right. that could be born into this world because they're going into a condom instead of inside a woman.
Well, I got news for them. Guys are constantly wasting potential babies every day.
And so We're are
just
women.
Saying.
Okay.
Just saying.
So are women.
Everyone.
So it's
I'm
a
doing
big
it
thing.
Right
so
now.
You don't just support with your dollar, you also support with your activity, right? I support a lot of LGBTQ businesses.
If you want to know what that joke was about, go watch some of our movies.
Do not. Those are not rated for children. I also support a lot of LGBTQ, facilities or companies that I know that are local because I want to support that community. Mm-hmm. I love to go to drag shows. I love to go to burlesque. So I support those activities.
Sure.
So you can vote. By spending money and donating time as well as not spending
right.
money.
I think
not
that's actually
donating time.
My opinion would be that's more powerful. Because like we support our local gaming shops because we want them to stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it can also be I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, you do.
I meant to cut you off.
Go ahead.
There are other things where it's like I keep thinking about these things too, like Arby's. It doesn't even have to be a politically charged thing.
Mm-hmm.
Arby's, for the longest time, was doing these really cool campaigns where they took their boxes like
they,
for fries.
They still do this.
Oh, the anime!
They have
origami folding.
Like,
yes.
They have the geekiest
and
ad
like,
campaigns.
So,
and so
good.
I'm like sitting there going, "That's it. I'm going to just start going to Arby's because we need to go to Arby's because." They're doing geeky stuff, and geeks need to go to Arby's because you need to support them.
Yeah,
and it's not because they're political. It's not because they do something. Well,
they
I
reached
mean,
you.
They were doing an Evangelion like, one the other day.
I'm pretty.
And
I'm pretty
oh
sure
God.
It's. I'm pretty sure it's the Facebook ad campaign. So if you're on Facebook, you should look up Arby's and watch, like, favorite or thumbs up or whatever it is. But they'll do, like, a different one every day, and it's always some really obscure, well, almost always a really obscure geeky thing. Sometimes it's more mainstream. But, like, they did a Ranma One Half.
Yeah,
yes, they did. Like I said, and that's like so out there. You're like, I'm a 90s child, and yes.
It's like, okay, I'm coming for the curly fries and mocha shakes.
The Spear of Longyans from Evangelion. And I was like,
they did some Final Fantasy stuff. They made a cloud joke, you know, stuff like that. And I also did the same with Wendy's. Like, I was supporting Wendy's because their Twitter account
they're flame hilarious. Flame masters.
They're just roasting people. And, like, I didn't want to support McDonald's anymore. So I threw money at Wendy's instead because they do have fresh, never frozen beef. Yay. That's a healthier option for my fast food aisle.
2019.
Right? So, like, you vote with your dollar, too, on if somebody reaches you.
Yeah. So, anyway, we've gone way afield. The question really is, do we support the company when they have bad...
It's up to you personally. I feel like, for me, I sat out until they started doing investigations when the allegations first came out, and they actually came out in August of last year, I'm sorry. So from August to, like, January, I did not play League of Legends, I didn't purchase anything. Now I'm playing that investigations are going underway, but if I find out the culture is still toxic, I'm just going to cut it completely. So it sucks, but it's my decision. And I think it should be up to us individually and in our friend groups to chat about it and discuss it and be rational. Like, I talked about it in my friend group because they're like, why aren't you in League? Like, we want to play together. It's our fun game time. And I was like, I'm not supporting them.
They probably never even heard of the controversy.
They hadn't. And as soon as I sent them stuff, they weren't playing and we were waiting. Mm-hmm. So they were nice. They were kind. They supported me in that endeavor. So I essentially started a boycott. Yay.
A boycott.
Oh my god. But it's up to you
personally.
Why are there
girl cots?
I don't know. Did you start a girl cot? Was it technically a girl cot?
I mean, I was the only girl in the group.
If it gets violent, is it a blood clot? Oh, yeah, it's a clot, not a cot.
If it's a boy clot, then boy at clot. That point in time.
So it was three, four.
Is that when, like,
boys,
all of us get
so
stuck in the door
cot.
At the same time? And then it's
sorry.
A boy clot?
We're cutting you off.
No, you're fine.
This never happens.
No. But the biggest thing to remember, too, is, like, only 10% of women in the MOBA community play MOBAs, essentially. So in the MOBA community, it's 90% male, 10% female. So my little womanly boycott over here might have impacted them somehow. But who knows? I feel good about it. So I'm happy with that.
Cool. And I never would have heard of it because I don't do any of the Riot games.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
It makes me wonder how many things we're fans of that this stuff's going on with. Like, is the behind the scenes of Discovery a mess like this? You would think not because of how many strong female characters they write and do it, and the actors,
well,
actresses.
That was actually something I had brought up with my friend who was my homosexual friend. Because, like I said to him, you know, whenever anything goes down that's homosexual, like, oh, this is... they're mistreating homosexuals. I can't see it. Mm-hmm. I'm completely blind to it. So I have to call him up and say, okay, I'm blind to this. I'm not qualified. What's going on? What do
you
see?
But that's the big difference that we both share in common. We will go like, hey, Chelsea, we're not girls. What's going on with the girl issues? Because we
can't
see it.
Yeah.
But we know
what's
we don't
happening.
See it.
Or we'll talk about something with our appropriation. I'm like, how does this work?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What is going on with this film? How does this work? And so we're willing to have a discussion about it and find more information. And that's becoming a thing in our society that is, like, starting to slip, is the conversation. We need to keep these conversations. And they need to be rational and calm, just like this was. This is a simple, calm situation. And, like, we're just chatting about the situation. Yes, it's horrible. Like, I feel really awful about it. There's a lawsuit in process. I'll react to it once that happens. Once
and we'll see what happens. We'll keep you posted.
Stuff that comes out. So, yeah.
Do we have enough time for me to bring up something else?
Well,
we're already over, so go ahead.
Well, we're going to go 4 minutes.
I'd seen somebody in the LGBT community bring up how they were upset that a straight actor played Freddie Mercury.
Oh.
And I was thinking, though, where do you draw the line for an actor to be an actor, and how much of who they are, the character they're playing, have to be who they are? Because as we know from history, it's very bad to have a white person play an African-American person, because that has
or an Asian
person. That's a huge, there's a history
thing
there that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But do we need to have British actors stop playing American actors for American roles? Do we need to have American character actors stop playing foreign? Where do you draw the line? And I ask this because I'm so far away from any of those lines, I don't see the difference.
I know the difference. Rhapsody, and just seeing
I thought he did
the
a great
way
job.
That he threw himself into the role and all the research he did and how loving he was, and the fact that the band supported that casting choice, I think it's more about personality than seeing an individual's sexuality, and he was willing to breach that. I mean, he did a lot in that film that maybe he wouldn't have done as a person, but as an actor, he was willing to do. Like, he didn't make a statement saying, oh my God, I'm playing a character and he's bi and that's so gross. No, he embraced that side of Freddie because it's a key piece of who he was.
I'd also heard a quote from him that he was concerned about it until he had found out, because he didn't know this, that Freddie Mercury was actually Farouk. He had a location connection, because I had his name written down here a minute ago.
It's in one of these cards.
Rami Malek is the Middle Eastern connection that Farouk had. Uh-huh. And so I think that helped him accept as an actor more of accepting that role. But I remember with the Catwoman actress, the LGBT community saying she's not gay enough. Because she's bisexual and not straight up gay or something like that. I'm like, well, wait a minute. That just sounds super ridiculous to me.
There's so many. That's like another discussion for another day.
It is.
Being like a bisexual in the LGBTQ community is an interesting thing, because I think people are like upset that you can play both sides. Like, that's a story for another day. Need to go into that.
The reason I was touching into this is because it is boycotting, and it was coming at kind of an angle from that. And I'm like, I think an actor should be given a certain amount of leeway because they are actors.
As long as they're not coming out and bashing their own character for saying, oh my God, he's bisexual and I'm just so not comfortable with that. You can say, like, I'm not comfortable with it, but I'm embracing that side of that character because it is part of their story, essentially.
I would think it's exploring a level of empathy, of like, I'm not this, but I want to learn about it. And by diving into this, I'm learning a lot about it.
Well, and we all have connections to that community, whether you like it or not.
Especially if you're an actor.
You all have connections to that community. So there's a lot of give and take that you can receive. There's a lot of communication that you can receive regarding a role. You know, you can ask. You can chat with people who knew the person if you're playing a real-life person. Or you can chat with your director and bring in some people who will coach you. I mean, there's a lot of issue with people who do like Fiddlers on the Roof, and they're like, oh, nobody in this cast is Jewish. So but they'll bring in cultural experts to make sure that it is culturally sensitive and they understand what's happening in these key pieces and they understand how to be respectful.
So here's my thought. For years and years and years and years, we've had gay people playing straight people, obviously. I mean, because we've had, I know for a fact that
Lawrence
so many actors were gay. And they were clearly playing straight people. So that's not really the issue. I think the question really was more of what we were talking about here, representation. Was a gay actor overlooked for the part? And I think that's the question.
And that's a hard thing to investigate.
Yeah.
I would think.
And that's where things are going to become difficult. Because I don't think it's going to be a question of whether a gay actor could play the part. I think that's okay.
It would be the question of everyone who
or
auditioned.
Or a straight actor playing a gay part.
Did the casting agent choose the one that they thought was the best actor?
Right. And that's where we're going with the other piece of this. And that's the blink right there.
Yeah.
Don't blink. And that's what we were talking about, what we're talking about also. And actually, I was going to bring it up in this.
Yes, if you want to do your homework.
I want to actually talk about this as a full episode. So I want to actually skip this and move it to another episode.
But tell the listeners about the book so they can do their homework for next episode when we do it.
What I'm talking about is Malcolm Gladwell's Blink, The Power of Thinking Without Thinking. And it's a great book, and it's about the word blink is referring to the instant assessment of our brains and how we assess things with a blink. a blink of an eye, effectively. And he's talking about the referencing and the instant categorization of our brains and how to overcome that.
Gotcha.
And how to best...
Not just make that snap judgment.
Yeah, how to snap judgments. It's pretty much, it's all about
assessing
our snap judgments.
Because we all do
it,
but we're unaware of it. So a big part of it is learning to watch for it and be aware of when am I making that decision based off of stuff I shouldn't be making that decision off of.
But this is a big thing that I don't want to get into at the last minute of our show.
No. This should be its own episode.
But everybody can go read the book now.
Yeah, this is all about like why women are, you know, marginalized, why black people are marginalized, why... There's a lot of that involved
gay
in this.
Gay
community is marginalized.
The LGBTQ community, and
BLT community.
BLT community is marginalized, and only when they make really nice sandwiches.
Mm, yes.
Anyway.
And I mean that on many levels. Yes.
So many levels. Anyway.
As long as I'm the bacon, I'm okay with that.
I did not go there.
I did. I went there twice.
Tangents.
There was a line. He went past it. Then he went.
See, like we get on these happy subjects. I'm more than
halfway done with my giant 10 espresso, five shots of chocolate drink.
Anyway, so that's going to be pretty much
it. I pray for your heart.
We're going to be done now because we're pretty much good with our show now. we've now passed the line. So
I don't know. I feel like we went very in depth. This is another situation, of course, where this was brought out into social media. But this is kind of how
the social media
game community does its thing. When Rockstar employees were being overworked 9 years ago in 2010, it was brought to the forefront by the media and it started the investigation. So it just needed a spark, and so they went to media. So we have to take these with a grain of salt again and wait to see what happens in the actual court, but hopefully things will be resolved.
Yeah, cool. Well.
So next week, are we going to do the, you want to do the film fan theory thing? You
film
remember
fan,
we had a request by a listener about exploring was the robot female from Weird Science actually a trickster god and not a robot.
Yes.
That was
summoned.
And
so we should talk about weird.
So
fan
I was
going
to pick three different fan theories. One was going to be the Back to the Future one. One's going to be looking at Weird Science, and I'll tell you guys the third one when I remember
when
it later
there.
On. But we can consider that one for our next topic for next week.
Okay,
because it's a lighter, happier topic.
I know we've been in heavy topics.
Yeah, we've been two heavy hitters in a row.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so we'll be back next week with those. Mm-hmm. If you want to get in touch with us, you can always contact us at questions@RockyMountainGeekTank.com.
You can also message us on Facebook. We do read those messages, or you can comment on this video. I'd like to continue the discussion if you guys would. More than happy to just hang out in those comments.
We also have an Instagram account, and you can throw your money at us on Patreon.com.
Definitely. And Patreon has been revamped, so go check
it
out.
We have a new Patreon.
I know.
Yeah, we do.
So, I made it shiny and new. It's so pretty.
We
have no earthly idea what to do with this new patron, but
I do. We'd like to welcome Joan to our little group.
Our little
group. So thank you for supporting us, Joan.
Thank you very much. That's very kind.
Yes. Shout out to our patrons.
Shout out. So
okay,
go check it out. Tell us what you think. Give us feedback on it for sure. We'll get a new video up at some point.
We'll
but
figure
that's
that all
the last
out.
Straggler on that.
We're going to figure all that.
We're just going to beat this dead horse and keep this episode going.
Let's say, I'm trying to get out of here.
I know.
She's not going to let you.
I'm sorry. It's been a long week. I spent Monday at the DMV, okay? Anyways, go ahead.
Okay, that's all the time we've got for today. That's actually all the time we had for our other day about 20 minutes ago. I've been Guy.
I've been Troy.
And I've been Chelsea.
And this is Geek Tank.
As always, you can email us at questions@RockyMountainGeekTank.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. We're Rocky Mountain Geek Tank. Feel free to join the conversation. We look forward to hearing from you.
Geek Tank is a production of Fox Blade Media and is protected under the Creative Commons 3.0 license. Your hosts today were Guy S. Davis, C. Troy Boer, and Chelsea Kramer. Kevin Weibler is our engineer, and our music was composed by David Coyle. Geek Tank is funded by listeners like you. Please consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/foxblade.